You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Change is one of the hardest things you'll ever do, but also the one thing that will make the biggest difference in your life. Mel Robbins. Good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, and everyone in between. I hope you are having a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart, and welcome back to the podcast, dedicated to personal development, fitness, healthy lifestyles, mental health awareness, and just trying to become the best version of yourself, living your life to its fullest. I'm your host, Stuart, literally hailing from the beautiful landscape of Ireland, blustery, windy, and there is a massive storm cloud coming in towards us. But hey, I'm thrilled to take you on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Today, we are diving into the topic that is deeply personal to me and one that affects every aspect of our lives, from our relationships to our careers, our daily routines to our family dynamics. And it's about taking control of our emotions, especially those intense states of fear, anxiety, and anger that can so often and easily derail us. Now, you might be wondering, how do we can navigate these emotional storms or emerge stronger and more resilient? The answer is two words, one name. Mel Robbins. How many times have I spoken about this incredible influence in my life, in so many others' lives? I will purposely shove the book into your hand. Well, multiple books by Mel Robbins, but the book in question is The 5-Second Rule. But her spoken word, her literature, are guiding light in my personal journey towards emotional mastery, towards regulating my states of fear to frustration. We'll be referencing this in the podcast, delving into her wisdom, particularly shining a light on our groundbreaking concept of the 5-second rule and how it's a cornerstone for this podcast right now. Literally, there is a bunch of families around me. Everyone wants to be on the lake. It's quite a sunny day, one of the last good days in the summer, and I'm sitting here making a podcast. You see, Mel's insights have shown us that our minds often make us feel like we're in a constant state of danger, when in reality we're not. She has taught us how to harness 5-second windows of action to take control of our actions and ultimately live a more fulfilled life. So remember, you're tuning in from your daily commute, your workout to the gym, during your quiet moments at home. This is Stuart aims to be your source of inspiration right now and actionable advice for living your best life. So, without further ado, I guess let's start talking. Well, let's start waffling, in my case. The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins is a very powerful and practical self-help book that offers a simple yet transformative technique to overcome procrastination, self-doubt, and heightened states of emotion. So if we were to draw from her own experience, which she does, she writes, she's a very transparent author, writing about her own struggles, trials, and tribulations, backed by scientific research, and how she overcame them. Robbins presents a game-changing concept of literally counting backwards from five. You can't count up, you have to count back, and how to take action immediately. In this review, we'll delve into the key takeaways of why this book has garnered such widespread acclaim. Robbins begins by sharing her personal journey, which includes battles with anxiety, self-sabotage, alcoholism, a stalled career, frustrations in her relationships. This instantly resonates with quite a few of her listeners and her readers. She introduces 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 as a tool to interrupt the autopilot mode that often leads to inaction. Have you ever had a point in your day where you've zoned out? You could be doing something like doing groceries, washing the dishes, even driving to from home anywhere, and all of a sudden you're finished and you're wondering, wait, how did I get to this point? That's happened to me quite a lot, where I often go driving, and because I had to know the road so well, I wouldn't even realize, you know, that I'm making the turns. It almost becomes like muscle memory. It happens without me needing to make conscious choices. This is what Mel means by autopilot in our everyday life. We do the same tasks over and over again. They would become repetitive, and then we don't even realize that we zone out in the moment. But this is also in action when it comes to trying to push ourselves, push our boundaries. This technique, 5-4-3-2-1, becomes a cornerstone of her book. One of the book's strengths is its accessibility. 5-Second Rule is a straightforward concept that anyone can apply in their everyday life, whether it is to get out of bed earlier, speak up in meetings, or chase your dreams. Robin supports her idea with real-life examples, and we can see how it's implemented in various situations. Moreover, Robbins dives into the psychological underpinnings of the rule, explaining how it bypasses the brain's hesitation and activates the prefrontal cortex associated with decision making. Like, this is a blend of practical advice with scientific backing that leads to her credibility in the method. And throughout the book, there is a strong emphasis on the importance of taking action despite the fear or self-doubt. Robbins would discuss the role of anxiety and how 5 seconds is all you need. It's the valuable tool for managing it. She explores the impact of this rule in building habits and fostering long-term change. One critique of the book is that some of the readers might find the concept like overwhelmingly simplistic and too repetitive. Counting down from five, like, what is this malarkey? Go away with that and your, you know, blonde hair and glasses. What are you talking about, Mel? You don't know. 5 seconds can't change my life. However, the repetition serves a purpose. It reinforces the idea that this simple but powerful technique is all that is required for consistent practice. In conclusion, like, it's practical, it's actionable, it's a self-help book that provides readers with a tool to break through the barriers that hold them back. While it may not offer a comprehensive self-help program, it does excel at simplicity and effectiveness. Whether you're seeking a personal or professional growth, this book can be valuable in the addition of your self-improvement. Mel Robbins is quite engaging with her writing. I must say, like, it felt quite personal. Speaking to a friend, almost. Well-researched in terms of the content. And anyone looking to overcome procrastination do have a simple tool in their arsenal that is quite effective. I would highly suggest reading this book. It, plus The Atomic Habits by James Clear, are two books that literally will blow you into the next phase of your life. Not as in, like, by wind, I mean, like, explode. I mean, the tool can easily be used across different roles or life stages. Its universal applicity, its practicality, and the emphasis on the action to make it a relevant resource for homemakers looking to manage their daily tasks more efficiently, students aiming to overcome procrastination, professionals seeking to boost their confidence in decision-making skills, entrepreneurs navigating challenges of business. There may be drawbacks, like I said, you know, with potentially bringing such positive change to everyday life. It cannot be denied. Incorporating 5 seconds into your daily routine as an individual, as a family nucleus, as a work team, can overcome hesitation and achieve skills. I love how Mel dives into her history and how she came across this rule, how she developed it. Not even so much how she developed it, like how many times have you heard a rocket go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, but more so how she put a patent on it. How'd you become a multi-millionaire? Well, I counted down from 5. She has an interesting life as a renowned author, motivational speaker, and life coach known for her impact in the field of personal development. But she grew up in Kansas. You know, she went to Dartmouth College for a degree in history and attended Boston Law School. After completing law school, Robbins began her legal career, but faced personal and professional challenges. She struggled with anxiety and self-doubt. Her low points were a form of financial difficulties, personal relationships, and facing foreclosure on her home. She is very transparent in what she had to go through in order to develop this technique. Her life-changing moment, she says, was watching a rocket on television. When she realized she could change her life by taking action in a 5-second window, the revelation led to the creation of the 5-second rule, the simple technique where she counted down from 5 and jumped out of bed to start getting out earlier in the morning. Get out of bed earlier in the morning and take immediate action. But she has several other books actually in the works. So there's Everyday Courage, Confidence and Everyday Courage. There is Stop Saying You're Fine, Discover the More Powerful You. This is the second book that I read by Robbins. She offers an amazing insight into managing self-doubt. And it leads me back to Solve for Happy by Mo Gadot. Which I don't want to make this podcast series into like book review of what I've read, but I definitely want to emphasize Solve for Happy. It phenomenal, like the mind shift I've had after reading, like let's say several of the chapters, was immense. It's usually the most simplest course of action that is the most impactful. Again, and I know I've talked about this before, but if Mel was ever to come over this side of the pond and I was able to travel to see her, I would give an arm and a leg, hill or high water, swimming through the canals of, I don't know, give me a really dirty river, the Thames, to see this woman in action. It's also quite interesting, the fact that she was a lawyer. She was in probably one of the most coveted positions in the world in terms of a profession. And then she had a massive career shift, a massive life shift. And it also proves that, you know, no matter what age you are, you do not need to be stuck in the role or the situation you are in. You can change. She transitioned from a lawyer to becoming a life coach and a motivational speaker, where now she specializes in helping individuals and organizations overcoming obstacles. Oh, and you know, I can't really plug the Mel Robbins podcast because, you know, like she probably has so much more viewers and listeners than I ever will. But Mel Robbins also has a annual podcast. It is brilliant. It's usually very conversational. Done in studio, go have a listen. That can be found on all major platforms. Oh wait, did I just plug someone else? I need to go and make myself a plug. Give me a second. I was actually joking, but at the same time, to all of you fantastic folks, I hope you are fired up listening to this episode. I'm quite inspired right now, even just by like discussing and highlighting this episode on Mel Robbins herself, Tony Robbins. Not related, I know, right? Weird, the fact that they both have the same last name, but still, well, I guess with 8 billion people in the world, Gary Vaynerchuk and Simon Sinek, they were like the pillars when I started my self-development way back in college when I was trying to put on motivational speeches on the internet whilst I pretended to do work in the back of a college computer lab. But I just want to ask you for a little favor that would mean the world to me. And as we're building this community, going from strength to strength, go-getters, the dream chasers, spread the word, if you don't mind, please, if you have 2 seconds. Like, comment, share, press all those buttons. If you think this would be beneficial to someone else in your community, in your area, family, friend, I hope, you know, they get to hear this at some point. I am truly, truly humbled by what we have done with this. How we are building step by step, brick by brick, to a better life. So hit that like, comment, and share. It's a simple click, and it tells me that you're on board with our mission to transform our lives through personal development, mental health awareness, and I don't know, some random Irish guy at a lake. Never ask me to write adverts because they are horrific. Oh, I can see. Oh, I can feel the rain clouds. I'm just after noticing how close it's gone to me. I'd say I will be running from my car in like 3 minutes. By hitting that bell icon anyway, you will ensure that you never miss another episode filled with some insights. Hopefully a little bit of Irish charm and charisma, and probably a lot of going off tangent. Oh, there's the rain and I need to run. Okay, so it has stopped raining. And what happened the second I got into the car? Do you know what? We have over 15 minutes, literally just over. Let's go home. You know, we have so much more work to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get back out there. One aspect I do really like about this book is this concept of the moment to lift. So set down the foundation for the book and introduce the 5-second rule. Grand. You know that whenever you want to do something but your body is telling you no, your mind is trying to deviate you away, what have you got to do? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But there's still a barrier, because you can still make the conscious choice not to move. Hesitation is the barrier between you and your goals. And what we share is personal anecdotes. I do it constantly to try and not only resonate with you, dear friend, but also to remind myself how far I've come and how I am able, I do have the ability and power to push through my limiting beliefs or my hesitation. And if you can recognize that hesitation is a universal challenge, and when facing this situation you feel stuck and anxious, by propelling yourself forward, moving, making a physical action, you've taken a step already towards trying to complete your goal or your task. What do you want, though? Having a clear understanding of what you want in the first step of using the 5-second rule is great, because you can propel yourself forward. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you are off the couch because you need to... what? Vague and undefined goals can lead to procrastination and inaction just as easily as not doing anything to begin with. So take time to define what your goals would be with precision. Be specific about what you want to achieve in different areas of your life, career, relationships, health, personal growth. Write these goals down. This is a big thing I love to do. And it's a great use of the This Is Stuart Discord. Gee, because I didn't even mean to like plug that. But hey, yeah, there's a This Is Stuart Discord where we have discussions about the podcast, let people have open dialogues. And we have monthly challenges for personal development. But writing down your goals, having vision boards, having a set list of what you need done within a day, a week, a lifetime. Lifetime. Jikas. When you have a clear vision, what I'm trying to say, the 5-second rule becomes a tool for pursuing those specific objectives. But you have your objectives. You know where you want to be in life. You know what you have to do to get there. So what is stopping you? It's because your brain, and we've talked about this so many times, your brain is wired to resist change and favor comfort. And there, I won't be able to cite, well, actually, hold on. I cannot find it in my notes, but there is this concept that for the first 5 to 20 minutes of doing a new task, your body will put you through a sense of stress. But it's literally just the resistance to change, leading to the hesitation in the face of uncertainty or new challenges. And by new challenges, it could be starting something new. It could be opening a door. It could be making an uncomfortable phone call. It's because the role of the prefrontal cortex needs to be engaged. And that's what the 5-second rule is. Understand that your brain's natural inclination is to hesitate. It's to try and keep you as safe as possible in the face of change, challenge, or uncertainty. This is a normal response. And to overcome it, consciously use the 5-second.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
By counting down, by making decisions, by action, it engages your prefrontal cortex. This would help you move forward despite hesitation. In some cases, literally. Like we were saying, propel yourself off the chair. So, the secret to confidence, which can often, you know, be seen as a prerequisite for taking action, but this is the challenges of that notion. It suggests that confidence could be a byproduct of taking action, but not a precursor. So what Mel says is to use the 5-second rule is to help build confidence by starting with small steps. What is confidence if not being true to yourself? Realize that by waiting for confidence to appear in taking action will lead to inaction. You need to start before you feel the most comfortable, before you feel the most prepared. You just need to start. If small actions align with your goals, use the 5-second rule to complete those. Even if you don't feel confident initially, each small step you take would boost your confidence and over time make it easier to tackle the more significant challenges. But by challenge, we have pain, we have doubt, and then we have fear. Fear, doubt, frustration, anxiety, they're all powerful emotions that would often lead to hesitation or inaction or the wrong type of reaction. So by exploring an impact of these emotions into our decision making or being consciously aware, you could provide insight into yourself in how to manage them. And usually, and I do this quite a lot, not responding straight away to the fear, not responding straight away to the frustration, the hesitation, is the best form of action. I know we're talking about, you know, you can never have inaction because that will lead to failure. But when it comes to these emotions that are meant to keep us in a state of stasis, inaction is the best thing for them. By this, I mean, if you feel anxious, let's say in a social setting, don't lead into the fear. Don't give it space. If you are frustrated because you are having a conversation with someone, they are not acknowledging X, Y, and Z, or you're having a fight with someone, the best course of action? Not to react. Recognize that fear and doubt are normal responses to uncertainty. So instead of letting them paralyze you, don't acknowledge them. Know that they're there, their presence, but don't give them time emotionally or in your headspace. Use the 5-second rule and move away from them. Oh my gosh, my notes were so good, they were so concise, and now this just sounds like absolute waffle. We're going good though, we are going good. I mean, the practice builds emotional resilience and it would gradually reduce the impact of fear and doubt on your decisions, plus the small steps that you're taking that lead to more self-confidence will help propel you forward when you need to take the hard challenges or the big hurdles in life. Incorporating these into everyday tasks, not just the big ones, would give you a sense of clarity about your goals. You would engage your prefrontal cortex a lot more, act despite of fear and doubt and anxiety, and by applying the 5-second rule in these areas, you can break free of procrastination and taking meaningful steps towards your aspirations and your future. But then comes the big question, okay, so I know I need to count down from 5, but how do I start using the rule? There is step-by-step instructions on how to use it properly. You can't just count down from 5 and then, you know, just like wait for something magical to happen. You need to be consciously aware that you are about to enter a state of inaction. You must count down, because if you were to count up to 5, you could easily go to 6. Maybe we'll just go to 7, you know, I'm too tired. We'll count to 30 and then we'll get out of bed. Count down from 5 and you must begin whatever the physical movement is, whatever the action is, before you finish 1. So really it should be called the 5.1 second rule, because you really only have 4 seconds to begin. Hey, if you see me with a book called the 5.4 rule, don't tell Mel, okay? But let's use that as an example. Get out of bed, you know. Your alarm goes off and it's a small task. Start by getting out of bed. What you'd have to do is count down from 5. 4. No, I don't want to. 3. No, I don't want to, but I need to. 2. No, but you know what? Maybe 5 more minutes. 1. Out of bed. You can't reach 0. The key, though, is to be consistent in this practice to make it a habit. And again, I'm going to reference James Clear's Atomic Habits. The small decisions you make will have the biggest impacts in your life. This is a discipline. This is a very, very hard discipline to keep up. And that takes courage. Courage is not an absence of fear, but it's the ability to act despite it. So you need to develop the courage to take immediate action. I hope that makes sense. For lack of a better phrase, it's one of the more daunting tasks that you must develop. So when fear arises, we have to remember that courage is about taking action despite that fear. You use the 5-second rule then to propel yourself forward, gradually building the courage muscle. Courage muscle memory, what I like to call, it's the pinprick. Do you know, like, have you ever seen in a TV show a teacher or a student would sit down on their chair and all of a sudden they jump up as though they've just gotten electric shock because someone stuck a thumbtack to their chair? That's what courage is meant to do in this. It's meant to propel you forward even before you're ready. Because the truth is, we will never be 100% ready 100% of the time. And the biggest thing about this rule is actually 5-second decisions. I loved it. There's a whole chapter of this in the book. But if you can make a decision within 5 seconds, do it. When I tell you I started doing this the smallest way possible, when I go grocery shopping and I was on a particular diet and I couldn't eat, you know, like a certain amount of sugars, so I'd buy what I wanted, I'd buy my snacks, my sweets, but then I just had a craving for something else, you know, like some cookies or jellies. I'd pick them up, I'd hold them, and then I'd be like, do I really want these or is it just a craving right now? 5, 4, 3, 2, already back in their box. I did this recently with costume closeting, or clearing out my closet. Clearing out my closet? Yeah. So I have an immense amount of clothes. Too much, because I am a hoarder. I would always keep clothes that I wouldn't wear for ages, for years even. And within 5 seconds, you know, I'd pick something up and go like, will I wear this in the next 4 months? Five, four, in the bag. Will I wear this in the next 5 months? Five, four, three, two, in the bag. Will I wear this next week? Five, four, three, in the bag. Will I wear this? Five, four, three, two. Yeah, I actually would. One, back in the wardrobe. It's a very interesting and powerful tool, and it also helps the discipline of making quick decisions, which then, when you are trying to get yourself out of a state of inaction, will help propel you forward with that. It's training your prefrontal cortex to become engaged. It's training your mind and your body to take action. And that would be the rule of action, like draw inspiration from your own life and identify situations where hesitations held you back and situations where you made a decision and it completely worked out for the betterment of, let's say, that day, that experience, your life. I'll always use this one because I will be forever grateful to these people. But there was, I was in a show and someone in the show was just like, oh, Stuart, you edit videos, right? You do a lot of the back end stuff as well. And I was like, yeah, I love editing videos. And they were like, well, we have a project myself and my partner have done. You know, it's a big one, X, Y, and Z, but we need someone to edit it so we can push it to whoever else. And I was like, what do you need? And they said, well, we need someone to actually edit the episode. We have everything shot, all the scenes. We just need someone with a good eye and good skill to put it all together. And I had the choice there and then to say, you know, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm too busy, you know, I probably wouldn't be able to take on the project. Or I could have said, you know what, I will try my best and I will do what I can. I took action. And with that, like, this was just one of these, you know, I'm doing this nice to be nice. These people are quite, do you know when you meet a lovely person and like you just want to do stuff for them because they would do anything for anyone else? It was one of these couples. They are both amazing people, and I just wanted to be nice to be nice. Did the video, didn't think anything of it, and then like 7 months later I get a call from the partner and she goes to me, hey, do you still like editing videos and doing all film stuff? I don't think she said film stuff, but, and I said yes, quite a lot. And she was like, well, we really appreciate what you did back then, and I'm currently working on X, Y, and Z project. How would you like to come on? And I was like, okay. By making a quick decision there and then, months beforehand, literally just doing something nice for someone else in this case, it changed the trajectory of my life further down the line. Quick action sometimes leads to different trajectories in your life without you even realizing it. It might not happen that day, might not happen the next day, might not happen a month from then, but it could. The only time you fail is when you don't even try. The only time you don't progress is when you don't take action. It's by shifting your focus away from the fear. Fear arises and recognize it as a natural response. So instead of delving into the fear, the anxiety, making up excuses why you shouldn't, can't, or won't do something, redirect your thoughts towards a productive action. This practice would help you overcome paralyzing effects of fear and move forward. But there's also the fear of failure, and that's a common barrier to taking action. And what I say to this is embrace it. Embrace the idea that failure is a part of growth and learning. I often say it, I love falling flat on my face, failing forward. You never truly fail until you stop, and everything can be seen as a learning experience. When faced with the fear of failure, use the 5-second rule to remind yourself that taking action, even if it leads to not the result you're hoping for, is a step forward. And and over time you'd become more comfortable with the possibility of failure and more resilient in your pursuits. But then, like, I'm going to play devil's advocate and say if there's a fear of failure, there must be a fear of success. Surprisingly, fear of success can also hinder our progress. It might manifest as hesitation. When opportunities for success arise, use the 5-second rule to overcome this fear and fully embrace the potential of the achievement. Move beyond your self-imposed beliefs. Welcome success into your life. You deserve everything. You take immediate action and empowerment. You break from hesitation and you live a more purposeful and courageous life. Oh, the ducks are back. I haven't seen swans in quite a while. Getting off topic, sorry. So what would be the pros and cons of incorporating the 5-second rule into an individual's life? Like, if in different roles, the pros would be your universal applicability. This is probably the most significant strength of the rule. It can be applied to any situation, whether it's making a decision, facing fears, or pursuing goals. The versatility makes it accessible and relevant to anyone from a house dad, housewife, homemaker, student, professional, entrepreneur, regardless of age. There is no ageism on this podcast. I think one of the first episodes produced for this podcast was based around decision making and overcoming your procrastination. And essentially, this is the practical solution for this tool. Like, but the most common challenge a person would face is procrastination. By countering the hesitation with immediate action, an individual would break this cycle by putting things off and start accomplishing their tasks more efficiently. I cannot tell you how confident I am, or am perceived to be, since incorporating this rule into everyday life situations, be it in social dynamics, work-related opportunities, work-related work, and by that I mean like the people you have to work with. It is a game changer. Personal and professional life leading to more significant achievements and self-esteem. Making quick and confident decisions is another valuable tool that you gain from this role. The immediate action could aid anyone, not just in time-sensitive situations, but with choices and problem-solving. It helps you recognize and manage your own fear and anxiety, because they are common barriers to your success and happiness. Whenever I'm in large social situations, I often get a stutter, or I will mumble a lot or be a lot quieter than what I'd usually be. For one, it could be out of anxiety and also out of courtesy, in case I'm being too loud, you know. But by understanding when I'm actually quite anxious in a situation that I'm in and how my body is going into a state of fight or flight, usually what I do is acknowledge it, give myself a pat on the back for being there, and say, I deserve to be there. And that would lead me to want to engage more so that I can have more meaningful responses with other people, which then is seen as like a form of confidence, social confidence. I'm often called an extrovert when I think I'm an ambivert. Really, I'm an introvert who just wants to sleep. But now we also have to talk about the fact that there is such a simplicity to the rule that it could also mask the depth needed in certain situations. This is a great universal tool, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for every single specific situation as an actionable technique. Because not one size fits all. It is an effective way of overcoming hesitation, but it may not address very personal challenges or psychological issues that an individual could face, because deeper issues could require additional strategies and professional help. Across the board, it is a valuable tool for different roles and life stages. But what I would say is, don't take this as gospel. Use it when it works, but don't take it as your form of therapy. As some of us, who's got two thumbs and pointing at himself at a lake, me, did for quite some time. Stuart, we really should talk about that. 5-4-3. Nope. Stuart, maybe we should acknowledge 5-4-3. Nope. Stuart, maybe we should. Nope. You didn't even count down from five. Yeah, it was just a plain no on that one. But what I'm going to say is thank you, dear listener, for joining us here on this exhilarating episode of This Is Stuart. I hope you're walking away with this conversation with a renewed sense of purpose, maybe a spark of motivation, and more most importantly, a new tool that could help you take control of your life, your emotions, and your states of inaction. Remember, our journey into the depths of personal development, our health, our mental health, is heavily influenced by those around us, by ourselves, and by what we learn and who we learn from. And today, I hope I gave you a little bit of the wisdom from the incredible Mel Robbins. She has spoken to the masses worldwide. She has ignited fires within us with her books. And she's become a guiding star to help us navigate fear and anxiety. But as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with a simple yet profound reminder. You are the captain of your ship. So no matter what turbulence of life's waves, you have the power to steer your course, to take control of your emotions, and to live a more fulfilled life. Life is a grand journey. So remember that every setback is an opportunity to come back. Every moment of fear is a chance to summon courage, and every episode of doubt is an invitation to cultivate an unshakable belief in yourself. So, my friends, my enemies, my lovers, everyone in between, until we meet again, I hope you have a good day and the day you deserve.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.